Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. We are going to begin. We reread over the Braisa that we started reading yesterday for the bottom of Tesumid Beis, four lines from the bottom, and we begin with Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us, Echad Hanoteya, whether one plants or Echad Hamavrich or Echad Hamarkiv, whether he does various types of grafting. We explained yesterday that Mavrich is when you stick a branch into the ground and you loop it up, coming out of the ground on the other side, then you cut it, so you've created a new type of a tree by putting a new branch into the ground. Or markiv is when you attach one branch to another branch, a more standard way of grafting. So if you do this Erev Shviyas Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if you do this more than 30 days before the start of Rosh Hashanah in the Shemitah year. So, for example, this past year, which was Erev Shviyas, so if before the start of Rosh Chodesh Elu, you had done any of these activities in Oteya, Mavrich, or Markiv, so then when Rosh Hashanah came around, when Tishrei comes around, also Lo Shana, it's considered already that it was planted prior to the Shemitah year, and therefore, Mutul Kaimam B'Shviyas, you'd be allowed to go and maintain that. There is a din that if you planted something either intentionally or even unintentionally, that the Chazal set up a knas that you can't maintain that. You have to go and uproot it. So therefore, if it was planted during the month of Elul, this past Elul for pre-Shemitah year, so then you'd have to go and uproot it. But if you planted it before the start of Elul, so then it's considered a sixth year growth, and therefore the permissibility of this plant to maintain is allowed. Umutu l'kaimam b'shvias. Likewise, if you did it pachas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, lo also Rosh Hashanah. If you did it less than 30 days before the year, so then if you did it during the month of Elul, lo also Rosh Hashanah, the year doesn't count for also l'kaimam b'shvias, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and maintain that plant during the Shemitah year. You'd have to go and uproot it. That's what we learned yesterday, and now we get to where we left off yesterday, very top of Yud Amud Aleph. What about the fruits that grow from such a tree? So, Uperos Netia Zu, and any fruits that grow from this planting, this sapling that you had put down. So it depends when you put it down. So, Asurin Ad Chamish also Bishvat. Here we have to remind ourselves of the din of Arla. So, a tree is forbidden to get any benefit from the fruits of that tree for the first 3 years of life. Now, how do you define the first 3 years of life of the tree? So, again, a tree goes by Tu Bishvat, or according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but we're going to work with the Tu Bishvat sheet of Beis Hillel, which is how we paskin, but that doesn't determine what year you're in. Rosh Hashanah determines what year you're in terms of counting for Orla. So if a tree was planted at least 30 days before the start of Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, so then that year that it was planted, since it was more than 30 days in that calendar year, so then therefore that calendar year would be considered year one. And then when you hit Rosh Hashanah, you're now in year two. When you hit the next Rosh Hashanah, you're now in year three. And when you hit the next Rosh Hashanah, you're now in year four. So that would determine that you're now in the fourth year. Now, you should be allowed to go and eat the fruits in the fourth year, albeit you have to bring them up to Yerushalayim and give them the same treatment that we do with Maaser Sheni. That's Kerem Revai or Neter Revai. So that would be something that you could go and eat in Yerushalayim. But what the Braisa is telling us is that it's still Aser, considered as Arla, Ad Chamish Aser Bishvat. Until Tu Bishvat of that year, it still is considered Arla. So between Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and Tu Bishvat, according to Beis Hillel, you still would have the din of Arla, even though you're in the fourth year. And this is true in La'arla. This would say that if it's in that fourth year, it's not yet called Netarivai, it's still called Arla, between Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and Tu Bishvat, and Im L'Ruvai, if you're saying this is now Neta Ruvai, and I can eat it, that would only apply the next year. The Im L'Ruvai, so then Ruvai, in the next year, it still retains the status of being Neta Ruvai up until Tu Bishvat as well. So what this Braisa is now telling us is that even though, in terms of the year of Orla, you go by Rosh Hashanah, that the tree is considered now in its next year when you cross Aleph Tishrei, nevertheless, it still retains the status of the previous year up until Tu Bishvat. That's the way Rashi understands this. And therefore, in the fourth year, even though it's now called a fourth year tree, it still is called Arla up until Tu Bishvat. And in the fifth year, even though it now should no longer have the dinim of Neta Ravai, it should be a regular tree, and you can do with it what you want, so nevertheless, it still continues to have the din of Neta Ravai from Aleph Tishrei up until Tu Bishvat, according to Beis Hillel. That is what the Braisa is telling us. I gave you the way Rashi understands this, the way many other Rishonim understand it. There are other different ways to understand this, but let's learn it simple, like Rashi and those other Rishonim for now. So the Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, how do we know that this is true? As Rashi points out, Shishnos Arla v'Ravai Nimshachim, that the din of Arla in that third year, going into the fourth year, still continues, even though you're in the fourth year, when you hit Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, to still be called Arla up until Tu B'Shvat. And likewise, for the Ravai, it's Nimshachim, to say that those payros still have the dinim of Ravai from the fifth year, from Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, up until Tu B'Shvat. How do we know that that's true? So, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba says in Rav Yochanan, others say, Umatuba, others point it or turn it, incline it. Mishmei de Rav Yadnai, they say it's in the name of Rav Yadnai, in either event, either Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, or he said in the name of Rav Yadnai. He said, this is based upon the following Pasuk, Amar Krah. Now, we have two Pasukim over here. They're in Perek Yotes. First one is Pasuk Chav Dal, and the second one is Pasuk Chav Hey. The first one talks about Uvashana HaRevius, you call Piryo Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. That's the first Pasuk. The second Pasuk Chav Hey, is Uvashana HaChamishis, Tochlu Es Piryo, Losif Luchem Tvuaso, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the first Pasuk talks about the fourth year, and the next Pasuk talks about the fifth year. And that's what the Gemara tells us, Amar Krah. You have two psukim, one saying Ubashana HaRevius, and the next one with the Vav HaMechaber, the Vav that connects, it says Ubashana HaChamishis. So therefore, he darshins out, Rav Chiya bar Abba, either the name of Yochanan or the name of Rav Yanai, darshins out that Pa'omim Sh'Revius, even though you're in the fourth year, i.e., you're past Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, in that what now would be transferring over into the fourth year, nevertheless, Badayin Asur Mishub Arla, until you hit Tu B'Shvat. And likewise, Upamim Shebechamisha, sometimes you're technically in the fifth year, you passed Aleph Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, so you're now in the fifth year, nevertheless, Badayin Asur Mishum Revoy. It still has the dinim of Neta Revoy. So by darshaning these psukim in this way, that's how he came up with the Brisa having the din. That sometimes, even though you're in the fourth year, it still has the dinim of Arla up until Tu B'Shvat, and even though you're in the fifth year, it sometimes still has the dinim of Net Ravai up until Tu B'Shvat. Now, based upon what we just said, we started off this brisa saying that it all is dependent upon whether you planted more than 30 days before Aleph Tishrei, even in a regular year. If you planted more than 30 days before Aleph Tishrei, so then that year counts as year one for that sapling. And then when you hit Rosh Hashanah, you're now in the next year for that sapling's status. It's a first year, a second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, etc. So that din, that it's the 30-day marker that is critical. If it's more than 30 days, that counts as year one. If it's less than 30 days, it doesn't count as year one. And when you cross over to Aleph Tishrei, it's not yet called year two. You're still staying in year one. So let us say that this opinion, Lema, the local Reb Meir, this opinion, our Brisa here, cannot be in accord with what Reb Meir said. Why? Because Reb Meir holds that you don't need 30 days to be considered a year, because Reb Meir holds that one day is enough to consider a year. Why is that? Because the Reb Meir, if we were to say that our Mishnah was consistent with Reb Meir, so then we have a problem. Ha'omar, Reb Meir's Shita is Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. Reb Meir holds that one day in the year, you don't need 30 days, but one day in the year makes it halachically significant that one year has now gone by when you pass over Aleph Tishrei, even though it's only been one day, even though it's only Choftes Elul, nevertheless, as soon as you hit Aleph Tishrei, you're now considered in the next year. Where does Reb Meir say? This is the Tanya, this is a Brisa. It tells us, Par ha'omur b'Torah stam. If the Torah just lists that you have to bring a carbon, that's a par. So what does that mean? So a par means it has to be in the third year of life. So we have a bainus machlokas over here between Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Rav Meir says when it has to be a par in the third year of its life, that means ben esrim v'arbor chodesh v'yom echad. It is considered, Rav Meir, it is considered that it is significant to be called a third-year animal if it lived 2 years and then even one day into the third year. So the animal was born, for argument's sake, on Choftes Elul. So 2 years later, it's now 2 years old on Choftes Elul. And then on Aleph Tishrei, boom, it is now 3 years old, even though it's only one day into that, quote, third year. So therefore, it's still called a par. And if you need to bring a par, that's a cow that is at least 3 years old, so then you fulfill it with bringing it a ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'yom echad. That is Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Loza disagrees. Rebbe Loza Omer, no, ben esrim v'yabo chodesh u'shloshim yom. In order for it to be considered into the third year, it has to be 2 full years plus 30 days. 1 day is not enough, according to Rabbi Elazar. So this is a fundamental machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar, whether 1 day is counted as now it's in its third year, or you need 30 days to be counted in order to be called a third year animal. Now, this is based upon the following. Shoya Rav Meir Omer, the Rav Meir's shita is, kol makum shenemar egel batorah, wherever the Torah uses the word egel, stam, it doesn't have a qualifier to it. It doesn't say egel ben bakor. It just says the word egel. So Rashi says, for example, we have this in the pasuk, egel v'cheves b'nei shana. So in this situation, you need to have an animal that is within the first year of life. So if it just says egel stam, so then ben shana. It has to be less than 1 year old. If it says ben bakor, so then when it uses the terminology ben bakor, for example, it says in the Shmini Lamiluim, Rashi brings down, it says, kach l'cho egel ben bokor l'chatos. So then, it has to be a two-year-old animal, ben shtayim. And we'll see in a moment what that means. When it says par, so then, it's ben shalosh. It must be a three-year-old animal. Now, according to Rav Meir, in this case of a two-year-old animal, it has to be 1 year plus 1 day. In the case of a three-year-old animal, it has to be 2 years plus 1 day. That is Rav Meir's shita. He considers 1 day to be significant. So obviously, the Gemara had said, Lema, that our Brisa is not like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir wouldn't have said that you required 30 days before the start of Aleph Tishrei for the planting to be considered 1 year, to have gone by 1 year. He would require only 1 day for it to be considered the planting 1 year. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. Now, respectively, Rabbi Elazar would hold that in order for an animal to be called a first-year animal, has to be less than 1 year, that there's no machlokas on, but to be called a second-year animal, according to Rabbi Elazar, it would have to be 13 months old. It would have to have 1 year and 30 days. In that period of time, between 12 months and 13 months, it's called a polygus. A polygus is literally plag, half. It's not short. It's not yet first year. It's not yet second year. So it's plag, it's cut. And therefore, a polygus, this 12 to 13 month old animal, cannot be brought as a first year because it's not a first year, but it can't be brought as a second year because, according to Rabbi Elazar, it can't be brought yet as a second year. It hasn't yet reached the din of Ben Shtayim. Okay, and then the same thing would apply in the third year. It can't be brought as a third year until it's hit another 30 days into the third year after the first 24 months. So therefore, again, Lema, let us say that our Braisa cannot be according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Lema, delo k'Rabbi Meir. Where it says, not so fast, afilu tamer Rav Meir. You could say that this Braisa goes in accord with Rav Meir. Aye, the Braisa is talking about a sapling, that it has to be planted at least 30 days beforehand in order to be considered that year one. And Rav Meir would say it only would need to be considered planted 1 day in order to be year one. No. Ki kama Rav Meir, when did Rav Meir say that yom echad b'shana, that a single day in the year is choshev shana, is counted as a year, that's only besof shana, that's only at the end of the year. After the animal has lived 2 years, so then, if it goes one more day, it's called a third-year animal, as we started off saying. If it lived 1 year and then one more day, then it's called a second-year animal, because that is at the end, b'sof hashana, after it's had the full year, and then it had 1 day, it's called second year. If it had 2 full years and then 1 day, so after b'sof, the full 2 years, then it can be called a third-year animal after 1 day. However, who says that Rav Meir would say the same thing applies at the beginning of the year? If you're telling me it was 1 day in Elul, no, lo, that wouldn't make it that it's called a full year. Only called 1 day as a year at the conclusion, but not at the beginning. So therefore, one could argue that Rav Meir is not in disagreement with our Braisa. Rav Meir would also say, no, at the beginning, you need to have at least 30 days to be called a year. It's only after you're dealing with having complete years that then 1 day going into the next year would be adequate. Amar Rava, Rava says that's not right. Balav Kabel Chomero, the argument should be the exact opposite. If you hold that it's a year at the end, you certainly should hold that it's a year at the beginning. Why? Because of the Kabel Chomer from Nida. He says, Uma Nida, a woman who's a Nida, Midah Raisa, for 7 days, if a woman sees blood, for 7 days she's considered a Nida, even if she doesn't see any blood again, or she sees blood continuously through the entire 7 day period. And then on the 8th day, if she doesn't see blood, she's Tahora. This again is Daraisa, not the way we pass in Halacha Lamaisa. There are many additional dinim derabanan. Rava's famous din that women are choshesh for filu tipas dam kechardo, The Noshim Tzidkonios will machmer upon themselves that even if they see a little bit of blood, so then they are machmer to hold Zayin Nikiyim as if they were a Ziva for various reasons, which we're not going to go into right now. Now, therefore, Midaraisa, Anida, Umanida, She'ain Tchilas Hayom Olulah B'Sofa. If Anida saw blood on day one, so now it's 7 days later, we don't say Mixas Hayom Kakulu, as soon as it's the start of the seventh day, that boom, she's Ois Nida, and she's Muteris Lubala, that's a minute of the day is considered like the entire day. So, Manido She'ain Tchilas Hayom of the last day, Olulah B'Sofa, doesn't count. Nevertheless, Sof Hayom Olulah B'Tchilasa, but if she were to see 1 minute before the Shkia on day one, so that counts as day one. That's the entire first day. So, here it's the exact opposite of what we were suggesting for Rav Meir. By Anida, we don't say the Sofa counts as a full day as soon as it's 1 minute into the seventh day. We don't say, she saw now for 7 days and she's Tahor Lubala as long as she doesn't see any more blood. We don't say that. But we do say that at the beginning, that if she sees 1 minute before the Shkia, that's day one. So by Anida, we don't say, Ain't Chilas Hayom Olulah B'Sofa, nevertheless, Sofa Yom Olulah B'Tchilasa. So Kal V'Chomer, certainly, by Yeshana, by years, where we do say, Shiyom Echot Olulah B'Sofa, where Rav Meir holds that, after you had your two full years, then 1 day does count to make it the 3rd year. So certainly, Kal V'Chomer, return to Yudam Beis, Ein Odin, Shiyom Echot Olulah B'Tchilasa. So certainly, it should work at the beginning. If it works at the end, which it does by an animal, so it certainly should work at the beginning. Kal V'Chomer from Nida. Nida, which doesn't work at the end, does work at the beginning. So certainly, something which does work at the end should work at the beginning. So therefore, why would you argue that Rav Meir agrees with our Braisa? No. By Kal V'Chomer, Rav Meir should say, no, you only need 1 day into the year in order for it to be considered the 1st year, and as soon as you hit Echad B'Tishrei, the tree should be called now a 2nd year. The Braisa says, no, you need 30 days. Therefore, the Braisa is not going according to Rav Meir. I didn't want to say, so if the Braisa is not Rav Meir, then who is it? Then, Delamai, Rabbi Elazar. You're telling me the Braisa goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar says you need 30 days, but wait a second. There is another din which we're going to learn momentarily, and that is that it takes 30 days for the sapling to root. So therefore, it's not considered rooted. As Rashi uses an interesting lashon, Rashi says it's still in the house. You need 30 days leklita for it to take root, and until that point in time, until it takes actually root, b'yamei haklita ein olala, this taking root, these 30 days, can count towards the year because it hasn't yet taken effect. So therefore, he says, v'yamei haklita ein olala, the keman demonach bebeis adamya. It's as if the tree is still in the house. It's still in the seed packet. Kol zman shelo kolta, until it actually takes root. So since it takes 30 days to take root, so then, Ella, my, you want to tell me that this Bryce is Rabbi Elazar? So then 30 days wouldn't be enough. He should have said, Shloshim, Ushloshim boy. If Rabbi Elazar holds that it takes 30 days for it to take root, and you need 30 days once it's rooted to be considered significant, so then he should have taught us, if he was the author of this Braisa, that 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, if it takes root, so then it's considered as year one. But if it's less than 60 days, not only Elul, it should have to be Av. Unless it's planted in Av and Elul, so then it's not called year one. But that's not what it says. So who is the author of this Braisa? It doesn't seem to be Rav Meir is saying, because he would hold 1 day's enough. But Rabbi Elazar should require 60 days, not 30 days. Now where do we see this from? Because this is a Mishnah in Shvi'is, the Tanan. Ein notin, the Mishnah there tells us the same lashon. You're not allowed to go plant, vein mavrichin, you're not allowed to do the grafting into the ground, vein markiv, you're not allowed to do the grafting from branch to branch. Erev Shvi'is, in the Shemitah year, pachos mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The din da'araisa is you're not allowed to go do any of these activities in the Erev Shemitah year, in the 6th year. That is a din da'araisa, because any time that you plant within that 30-day period of time, it's not yet taken root. So it's as if it takes root in the Shemitah year. And therefore, if you in fact, v'im nota, v'hivrich, v'hirkiv, you did any of those things during that period of time, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in the 6th year, it's as if you did it in the Shemitah year, because it's only klita, it's only rooting, it's only taking full growth into the Shemitah year. And therefore, the din is, if you did any of these things, nota, hivrich, v'hirkiv, yakra, you have to go and uproot it. It's not allowed, midirabanan, to stay rooted. If you did it intentionally, it's a knas. And if you did it unintentionally, it's a gzera, the concern that people are going to see you eating from this tree in the 4th year as netaravai, in the 5th year and onwards as regular fruit, so then they're going to go back and calculate and say, oh, he planted it during the Shemitah year. Yeah, must be okay to plant during the Shemitah year because you're not eating from it. And that's wrong. So therefore, the rabbis made either a knas or a gezeira that whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally, you must be yak, or you have to go and uproot it. And Rashi says, we're not goris over here, divri Rav Meir lo goris. And what we have in parentheses in the Gemara is divri Rabbi Eliezer. And that is also, the Masoret HaShas says, in the Mishnayis and Shviyas, it's not found those words. So we delete both Divri Rav Meir, according to Rashi, and Divri Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Masoret HaShas. In any event, that's the first opinion that's brought down. Certainly, you need to have at least 30 days in order for it to be Klita in the sixth year, and not be called Klita in the seventh year. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol harkovo she'eno koletis b'shlosha yomim, shuv eino koletis. Review, there's a much more makel opinion as to what klita is. Tanakhama said klita was 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 3 days. If something isn't taking root within 3 days, it ain't going to ever take root. Kol harkovo she'eno koletis b'shlosha yomim, shuv eino koletis. It will not take root. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it takes 3 days to root, not 30 days like the Tanakhama. And then we have an in-between sheet there, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon. They say Omrim Shtei Shabbosus. They say that it takes 2 weeks for the Klita to occur. So we have three opinions. The Tanakhama, 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days. And Rabbi Yosef Rishimon, 2 weeks in order for the Klita to take effect. And now, the Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua, these three opinions. The Divrei Omer Shloshim, according to the Tanakhama, who says that it takes 30 days. So that's 30 days for the Klita. And then according to Rabbi Elazar, it's another 30 days for it to be called having taken root in the sixth year for 30 days. It has to have post-Klita 30 days. So that's what we said, that if you're telling me that our Brisa is Rabbi Elazar, it should have said 60 days, not 30 days. 30 for Klita, and 30 to be counted once it's post-Klita as a year. So, L'divri Omer Shloshim, Sarish Shloshim, Ushloshim. According to the Tanakhama then, according to Rabbi Elazar's going with the Tanakhama, that would be 30 plus 30, 60 days. Sarish Shloshim, Ushloshim. If you want to tell me that he goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so L'divri Omer Shlosha, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Sarich Shlosha, Ushloshim. You would need the 3 days of Klita plus the 30 days to be counted as a year, post-Klita. And L'divri Omer Shtei Shabbosos to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, let's say that it requires 2 Shabbosos, 2 weeks in order to have Klita. So then, according to them, Sarich Shtei Shabbosos, Ushloshim Yom. You would need 30 days post the 2 weeks of Klita. So, whether you hold like the Tanakhama 30 days, whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda 3 days, whether you hold like Rabbi Yosef Shimon 2 weeks, you'd have to add on 30 days to those Shitas. So then, if Rabbi Elazar, you want to tell me, is the author of our Brisa, it should have said either 60 days, 33 days, or 44 days, 30 plus 14. And it doesn't say that. So, who is the author of the Brisa? We said it's not Rav Meir, because he would say 1 day is enough, and it's not Rabbi Elazar. Whether you go like the Shita of the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yosef Shimon, it would require more than 30 days. So what's going on? So where it says, V'inamik Rabbi Yehuda Srile. Oh, you're going to tell me, he holds like the most minimal Shita, that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so then, okay, it's not a lot more than 30 days, but it's not 30 days. Shlosho shloshim boy, he would require at least 33, not 30. So again, who is the author of our Brisa? So Gemara says, you know, Taka, let's go back and revisit El Eliolim Rav Meir. It is Rav Meir. Rav Meir also needs Klita, so therefore it would require 30 days of Klita, the Kikomer Shloshim L'Klita. And that's why Rav Meir says it's 30 days, because he holds that the 30 days is 30 days of Klita. That's how long it takes to take root. He holds like the Tanakhama. Rav Meir, in accord with the Tanakhama, says it should be 30 days. Gemara says, Yehochi, there should be Shloshim Yechad. Boy, Rav Meir holds that you need 1 day to be called the year, so it should be 30 plus 1. So we're close, but no cigar. It's not 30, it should be 31. But here the Gemara has a good teretz. Kasaba, Rav Meir would actually hold that Yom Shloshim Ola Lekan Olekan. Here you can take advantage of the din of Mixas Yom Kikulo. He says, in order to be considered a year, you only need part of 1 day. You don't even need a full day. And in order for the Klita to take effect, it doesn't require the full 30 days, it just requires to be the 30th day. So day number 30 in this situation could apply both towards the 30-day requirement of Klita, and simultaneously it could also apply to Now you have at least some growth in that year, at least part of one day, and therefore Rav Meir actually is the author of the Braisa, because the 30 days is Klita plus the one day that requires it to be a year, and that last day counts for both Klita, the 30th day of the Klita, and also to be counted as the day of the year. So we finally have established that the author of the Braisa is actually Rav Meir, and it's not Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar can't fit in with any of the three Shitos that we brought down for the Mishnah and Shias, whereas Rav Meir can fit in with the Shita of the Tana Kama, that it requires 30 days of Klita and one day to be considered a year, but it's not 31, because that Mikseh Yom Kekula works both for the Klita and for counting the day of the year. Beautiful. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, these two shitas, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, are both based upon the same pasuk. Ushneim mikra echad darshu. What is that pasuk? So the pasuk tells us, and this is the pasuk from last week's parsha in Parshas Noach. I'll read the whole pasuk. Vayhi bi'achas b'sheish mi'oshana. It tells us in the first and 600 years. We'll see in a moment how we darsh in that. Barishon, in the first bi'echad lachodesh, in the first day of the month. Charvu amayim yala aretz. The waters were no longer present. They had dried up upon the earth. And then, Vayasa Noah, Nisay HaTeva, Noah comes out of the Teva, Vayar v'nei charvu pnei adamo, and he saw that the world was destroyed. Okay, so that pasuk, now we're going to darshan. So, both Rabbi Elazar and Rav Meir darshan this pasuk, each to their respective shitos of 30 days versus one day. So again, the pasuk says, Vayhi bi'achas, it says it was in one Vishesh Meos, and 600 years. Now, we'll have to see in a moment what that 1 and 600 is referring to. Shesh Meoshana. Barishon, in the first, Be'echad HaChodesh, in the first seemingly month, and on Be'echad HaChodesh, and the first day of that month. So, that sounds like it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, Rav Meir Sabar, Mida'akate Yom Echad, who, the oil B'Shana, you see over here, that even though it's the first day of the year, it's called the 601st year. Now, Noach was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the 480th year of his life, go build a teva. He builds a teva for 120 years in the hope that people would do tshuva. Nobody did tshuva, Nebuch, and everybody's wiped out except for Noach, his wife, Naama, and their three children, Shem, Chom, Vayofes, and their three wives. And the Medrash tells us, Omel, Haboshen as well. Leave that for another time. In any event, they're the only eight people left in the world. And this now, when they come out of the teva, it is now Aleph Tishrei, and it is in the 601st year. Now, if it's Aleph Tishrei, so that turned over just one day, you see that it's called the 601st year. So Rav Meir Sabar, Midakati Yom Echad Hu, the Ayel B'Shana, the Kokori Leishana, and nevertheless it's called a year, Shema Mina Yom Echad B'Shana, Choshu Shana. So you clearly see from here that it's called the 601st year, even though it's only one day into the year. Now, I gave you the interpretation that we'll eventually see that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to whether the world, I mean, alluded to this the other day, whether the world was created, Yom Haris Olam, was really Echad B'Nisan when Adam was created, or was Echad B'Tishrei when Adam was created. And we'll get into this machlokas in a few moments. But now, Rav Meir holds that since it calls the 601st year, from the first day of the year, Barishon, Be'echad L'Chodesh, so let's again assume that this goes like the opinion that it's Hayom HaRasolim, the day that man was created, was Echad B'Tishrei. So therefore, one day into Tishrei, boom, it's called the 601st year. Previously it was the 600th year. This is Rav Meir's opinion. It works just as well if you say Hayom HaRasolim is in Nisan. So, boom, one day into Nisan, Echad B'Nisan, you're now in the 601st year. That's the sheet of Rav Meir. The Idach, Rabbi Elazar, how does he hold? He'll darsh in the Pasuk as follows. He would say, Ikasiv, if in fact the Pasuk had said, then it's in the 601st year, not 1 in 600, but if it said the 601st year, I'd have no problem with you. I would say, Rav Meir, you're right, but that's not what the Pasuk said. Since the Pasuk in fact said, and then, so then he darshens that differently. He says, Shana, the word Shana, Ashesh Meos Koi, the word Vishesh Meos Shana, only the word Shana only goes in the Shesh Meos. But the word ba'achas is a separate idea. No, what does the word achas mean? Ba'achas, what does that mean? Umay achas? Aschalta the achas komar. It means at the beginning. Once you get 30 days into that year, it will be the 601st year, which will eventually happen. So right now it says at the start of what will be the 601st year. But not that you can say that it's the 601st year on day one. But since the Torah is speaking 5,782 years later, just as much as it did then. So it's telling us this will be the 601st year, albeit it hasn't yet, on the first day of the year, been counted as the 601st year. It's only when you get 30 days into that, that now you can say we're definitively in the 601st year. So each of them darshans the pasuk to their sheet. The Rebbe says, Be'achas b'sheish mi'oshana. So it's already called the 601st year, day one. And Rebbe Loza says, no, it will be the 601st year, but it will not yet be that until 30 days have passed. Now, all Rebbe Loza did over here really was explain why he doesn't hold a Rameyer. It doesn't show you anywhere that it's 30 days into the year that determines the year. So the Gemara now asks, Rebbe Elazar, my time, hey, what was his reasoning to say it's 30 days? Granted, we understand why he doesn't say it's one day. He darshens the psukim different than Rameyer does. But where does he get 30 days from? So the Gemara says, Dechsev, that's based upon the pasuk where it says, Barishon b'echod lachodesh, the end of the pasuk where it says, on Barishon, B'echad l'chodesh. Barishon, that implies on the first month of the first day of that month. B'echad l'chodesh. And therefore, midakate yom echad hu da'ayel b'chodesh. Already it's called echad l'chodesh of the first month, Barishon, by one day. The kokori l'chodesh, it's still called a chodesh when it's already b'echad l'chodesh. On the first day, it's already called a chodesh. So what do you see? The kokori l'chodesh by just being one day? Shmamina. Yom echad b'chodesh chashiv chodesh. And therefore, since if one day in the month already determines that it's a month, so a month is comprised of either 29 or 30 days, so therefore the unit defining a month are days, so therefore the kokori lechodesh by just being one day, shmamino yom echad bechodesh chashuv chodesh, and therefore umi the yom echad bechodesh is chashuv chodesh, since one day in a month is considered already that it's a month, so similarly the same pattern, it would be 1 month worth of days, shloshim yom, Bashana chashuvim shana, and therefore the unit of a year is months, so there are 12 months, so therefore 1 month, i.e. 30 days, is considered already a shana. You need one unit of a month to be considered a month, and you need one unit of a year, which is a month's worth of days, a month, 30 days, in order to be considered a year. Now, why did he pick 30 as opposed to 29? Right? Some months, 6 months have 29 days, 6 months have 30 days. Why did Rebbe Loza say 30 days? So the Sfas tells us that the reason why he picked 30 is because 30 definitely is considered a year. 29 may or may not be. So we have the principle, tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. So if you say it's 29 days, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Half the days are 29, half the days are 30. Maybe 29 days is not enough to be considered a unit of a year. Whereas 30, according to everybody, would be enough. Whether you, if you hold 29, so 30 certainly. And if you hold it's 30, well, 30 is enough. So therefore, the Sfas Emes says that's why Rebbe Loza Shita is 30 days and not 29 days. In any event, what do you see? V'chodesh l'minuyav, v'shana l'minuyeha. That you count the month based upon its units, i.e. days, and you count the year based upon its units, a 30-day month. And therefore, that's where Rebbe Loza gets his Shita, that 30 days into the year is considered significant. So this pasuk explains both Rav Meir's Shita that one day is considered significant and Rabbi Elazar's Shita that you require 30 days into the year to be considered significant. That's the proof for each of them from this pasuk. Now, what do we see from here? Miklal. Now, Rashi's not goris this, and that's why it's in parentheses over here. Miklal the Tavai Yisrael Lehu B'Nisan Nivra Olam. It seems to be from this that in Nisan the world was created. Now, Rashi says this is just not correct. This Raya that we're bringing down is incorrect, and that's why Rashi says Lo Garcina. The Li Nira Rashi says the Lo Garcina Le Dilma Kirby Lazar Sfirulu. Why did they automatically force it to holding that they hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created on the 25th day of Adar and Adar Marishon was created Hayom Haras Olam on the first day of Nisan? Who says? There's no raya from here. And he says that's why, this is in parentheses, that's why it's deleted according to Rashi, because they could just as easily hold that the world was created on the 25th day of Elul, and Adar Marishon, Hayom Haras Olam, was on the first day of Tishrei. Tosfos tries to support this Shita as being, yes, in fact, that Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar fit in better with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in end of Elul, Rosh Chodesh Nisan for man, but we'll just delete this for now, and we'll go weiter. Fine. So Gemara says, now Tanya, we learned the following shitas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now we'll get to this machlokas. We'll just touch upon it today without going fully into it. And the Brisa starts off and says as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra'olam. The world was created in Tishrei. Again, I keep on pointing out. It really means that Adam Rishon, on the sixth day of creation, was created on Aleph Tishrei. According to Rabbi Eliezer's shita, the world was actually created on Chof Hei Elul. Yom Rishon was Chof Hei Elul, and then the sixth day is Aleph Tishrei, and that's Hayom Haras Olam that we say in Rosh Hashanah Davni many times. Hayom Haras Olam, that refers to Adam Harishon's creation, which according to Rabbi Eliezer is on Aleph Tishrei. And in addition, B'tishrei Noldu Avos. The Avos, now we'll see in a moment, this is only Abraham and Yaakov. The Avos were born in the month of Tishrei, and B'tishrei Mesu Avos, and both Avram and Yaakov both died in the month of Tishrei. We know that a great tzaddik gomor, is born and dies on the same days because he has complete years. Bor bayomim, Avram bor bayomim. So it's a complete year. A great tzaddik will be born and die on the same day. So therefore, Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei. They also died in Tishrei. Yitzchak, on the other hand, bePesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach time. The famous story of the Malachim coming to Abram and Sarah and telling them that you would have a child born. Finally, Yitzchak Avinu would be born, and that was on Pesach. That might have happened. We're reading right now in this week's parasha that when the Malachim come and tell Sarah, and Sarah left. She said, "I'm an old lady." She said, "No, but Esahi, this time next year, which was Pesach time, because she had pierced nida, and the bread that she had brought out for the meal now was tameh, so therefore we know that it was Pesach time. That's one of the reasons why Og is called Og Melech HaBashar, because she was making ugios, they were making these wafers, these matzahs. In any event, that's how we know that Yitzchak was going to be born at the same time next year, so with Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Fine. And then, finally, the Brisa concludes Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, B'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, the three great women that were barren, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Tfilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the prayers of Nashim Tzidkaniyos. So he answered Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, these three great women that were barren. So he answered the Tfilos to have children on Rosh Hashanah. And finally, Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef Mibes Asurim. Rebbe Eliezer also says that when Yosef was taken out of the Beis Asurim to be brought to Paro to explain the dream, so that occurred on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi brings down over there that he shaved because you're going to greet the king. He was allowed to go and even shave, take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. Bryce continues, one or two more things according to Rebbe Eliezer that happened on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah bought lo avoda me'avosenu mitzrayim. So we stopped being servants in Mitzrayim. We didn't have a net gulas Mitzrayim, but in Tishrei, 6 months before Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's when we stopped being slaves. As Rashi points out, this was 6 months before the Geula. Pasak Hashibud, that's when we stop being slaves. Tosus points out that even Rabbi Yeshua agrees with this, that Rabbi Yeshua Modeh, Behor Rov Visvarim, it actually says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees with that, and even though V'afo B'yishis Chilua Makos Mi Nisan, everybody says that the Makos were starting in Nisan, and that they were lasted for 1 week, and then there was a 3 week period of respite, and then the next Makah came, so it says that the Makos started in Nisan, the Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh, Kitnam Be'edios, nevertheless, even though the first makos were already occurring, the Jewish people were still servants, but the Shibud stopped in Tishrei. And the last statement from Rabbi Eliezer is, "Benisan Nigalu, then we were redeemed in Nisan, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Metishrei Asid and Ligal." But in the future, in Tishrei, we're going to be Ligal. Fine. That's the statement of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Benisan Nivra'olam. He disagrees. He says that the world was created on the Chof Hei Elul. That's why there is a minhag by some people not to say Tachdon during that period of time. In any event, Chof Hei Elul was the start of the creation, and on Aleph Nisan, that's when Adam Rishon was created, Hayom Haras Olam. Benisan Nivra'olam. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Benisan Noldu Avos. He says that even Avram and Yaakov were also born in the month of Nisan, and Benisan Mesu Avos, and Avram and Yaakov died in the month of Nisan, and the Pesach, specifically on Pesach, Nolad Yitzchak, and that's based upon the story that we mentioned according to Rabbi Eliezer as well. Everybody agrees that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel Leah, Rabbi Yeshua also agrees that the great Imos, Sarah Rachel, and as well Chana, were answered on their request for children on Rosh Hashanah. And as well, he agrees, but Rosh Hashanah, Yosef Beis Asurim, he agrees to that as well, that Yosef came out of the jail, out of the bor, to go and speak to Paro to be poser is chalom, that was on Rosh Hashanah. And he also agrees, but Rosh Hashanah bought Lavodim Avosim Mitzrayim, that on Rosh Hashanah we stopped being Mishubodim, being Avodim in Mitzrayim. But he says, Benisan Nigalu, while we did go out in Nisan, that also is no disagreement, Benisan Asidin Nigalu. Rabbi Yeshua says that the month of Nisan will be the month that Ben Herabi Amenu, this coming Nisan, if not beforehand, we will be Nigal again. Now, those are the two shittas that the Braisa brings down, and we'll stop over here. In tomorrow's share, we'll start to explain why each of these opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua are, we'll provide the sources and the background, why they said each of their shittos. But we'll conclude the share over here. Have a wonderful day.